The just man is his own accuser. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this is the last of our regular school masses now, until after our Easter vacation. When we see you again, it will be for Holy Thursday, the first of the very special masses of the 3 days, or the Triduum of Holy Week. Today's Mass, like the Mass on Sunday, is a long one. It has the long Gospel, or the Passion, the story of our Lord's death and his burial. This one is read according to St. Mark. Now, St. Mark was the disciple or the follower of St. Peter. And this is something you can think about today a little bit during the long Gospel, during which I want you to try to stand as well as you possibly can, and to offer that up as a sacrifice. At the end, of course, we have that special tone for the singing of the Gospel for the burial of our Lord. Well, think about this, that usually what we do when somebody says, "Did you break that lamp?" What do we say? "I didn't do it, and anyone else did it, but don't look at me, I'm not guilty." Sometimes the first thing we say is, "Not me." Whereas if we are truly followers of God, we wouldn't mind to be blamed, because our Lord was blamed and he was innocent, and often enough to tell the truth. It actually is our fault and we're guilty. Only the first thing that comes out of our mouth is to say, "No, I'm innocent." But only our Lord children is innocent. So St. Peter told St. Mark to write the whole story in great detail about how he had betrayed our Lord, how he had bragged. If you brag, sometimes that means you're going to have a bad fall. How he bragged that he would never deny Christ, even if everyone else did. And yet he was the first apostle to do so. And how in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't stay awake and pray. He fell asleep. If he had prayed, he would have received the graces he needed to be faithful. And so when, out of curiosity, he went to see where they were talking to our Lord, the chief priests and the Pharisees, in the house of Caiaphas, and a serving girl saw him and said, "Well, you're one of his followers." He denied it, and he swore, and he said, "I am not." And not once, but three times did he deny our Lord. Well, St. Mark was told by St. Peter to write everything down, even to the last detail, because St. Peter was so humble now, he didn't mind people talking about how he had betrayed Christ. And our Lord inspires that so that we know that there's something good that could come even out of our sins. And remember, St. Mark was so inspired by that that he puts in his story, which is not so much of a bad story of betrayal as a kind of a funny little sad story. We would call it a footnote. Remember how St. Mark was a young man and he had already gone to bed when he heard, because his parents actually owned the Garden of Gethsemane, and he heard the crowd coming of soldiers and police to arrest Jesus after his agony in the garden. And he wondered what was going on. And back then, for pajamas, they used to tie their sheet around themselves modestly, but it was just tied. And he was hiding in the bushes, and he was watching the soldiers arresting Christ and watching St. Peter chop off the ear of Malchus, the servant of the high priest. He saw everything that was happening, and he wasn't paying attention to anything else when all of a sudden some soldier saw him and went to grab him. Well, he didn't have the courage to be arrested with Christ any more than anyone else did. They all abandoned Jesus. And so when there was a little tussle, and when he was grabbed by the soldier, he ran away naked. His pajamas were in the hands of the soldier. Now, that's an embarrassing story, especially for an important saint and apostle and evangelist to write. But he did. He wrote that. One of the many, many lessons of the Passion, children, is a lesson of great humility and not minding if we get blamed sometimes, even if we're not guilty, because very often when we are, our Lord gives us a pass and we don't get into trouble after all. So it is in that spirit, let's have the last of our school masses today, very devoutly. You older ones, of course, you'll be able to read the story of the Passion according to St. Mark. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.